RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know, we talk a lot about various types of exercise on these shows, and it turns out that good old-fashioned brisk walking on a regular basis may trump gym workouts. I know my guests in the next segment may or may not agree with me on this, but it says that it versus other types of exercise when it comes to managing your weight. In the London School of Economic, researchers looked at the association between the various types of physical activity and weight. And their study, published in the journal Risk Analysis, showed that men and women who regularly walked briskly for more than 30 minutes had lower BMIs and smaller waists compared with people who engaged in regular sports or exercise. So I think that's so important and so interesting, as I am a walker, even though my belly is getting just a little bit bigger than I would like to, but that's from sitting on my ass at this microphone for so many hours a day. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love it. I do love to talk, but I must say that as a trainer for so many years, that this is the least physical job I've ever had. And it's really not something that I'm used to. The sitting gets me crazy. But of course, talking to you listeners is like my favorite thing to do. But walking is what I do. I go on the treadmill and I jump up from my chair and I go on my treadmill and then I get back and I do the work that I have to do. But they're saying now that walking really can be the best form of moderation for your weight, of really maintaining maintenance for your weight. So whether you're strength training, which you know that we always adhere to, we always try and say, do a class, do your strength training, work with a trainer if it's not something that you can do on your own or you're not motivated. But even if you're not, just taking a walk every single day, whether you have to use a wearable device to do that or you just get out and walk in the beautiful weather or go on your treadmill, doing something like walking is now showing that these people had lower BMIs and smaller waists. So I think that that is so interesting, and I'm glad to hear it because it's certainly my exercise of choice. And now we're talking about caffeinated peanut butter. Pause. Really? Caffeinated peanut butter. CBS New York reports that there's a new product the Food and Drug Administration is investigating. Well, a U.S. senator wants it investigating, a new caffeinated peanut butter that targets the athletic and fitness market. So while we talk fitness on this show, particularly Train Your Body, but we talk fitness and athletics on so many of our shows, there is now a caffeinated peanut butter. The brand was launched by three friends in Massachusetts. It's sold mostly online and at a few fitness centers. I'm sure at a few fitness centers they're selling this stuff. And it combines the protein of peanuts with the energy boost of caffeine. I don't know what it tastes like. I'm not sure if people are going to use it. I do know that athletes, and even my son, who's a gymnast, when he comes home from working out, he wants a good protein fix. I don't think I would like it to have caffeine in it, and I'm not sure exactly what the point of it is. I find it definitely unusual. We're looking for more and more ways in this country to boost our energy, to be more alert, and caffeinated beverages and things with caffeine and Monster. Boy, I know some of the fittest people, workout people that I know, and stand around with a Monster in their hand all the time. So I don't really like all these caffeinated products, and now they're putting it in our peanut butter. I don't know, go figure. You can try it if you want, but I'm certainly not going to provide it for my kids in their PBJ sandwiches at lunch. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.